Okay, we are in Perek Dalid at the end of the Perek. Yes, Be'ezer Hashem, tonight, today we will finish Perek Dalid. In the Art Scroll, we are on page 88, Vim Tomar. And in the Green Feldheim, we are on page Chavtes 29 on the top, Vim Tomar. Just to give a quick recap, we said there are three different levels of people who will need three different ways to inspire themselves to look after their life. And we ended off with the level of Hamoin Am, which is everybody, right? Which is everybody, L'chol HaHamoin, as the Ramchal said. And that is to every person of the Schar V'Einish, and that there is judgment on every little tiny thing that we do. So the Ramchal asks now, Vim Tomar, and if that's true, Imkein Midas Harachmim Lama Hi Omedes. If I'm supposed to be responsible for every little thing I do, so there, where does mercy come in? Kaven Shal Kolpanim Tzorich L'Dakdik B'Din Al Kol Davar. So how do we get to mercy? Meaning mercy means I did something wrong that I have to pay for. But Hashem has rachamim. Where does rachamim come in? Excuse me. So to that, Hatshuva says, thank you, Hashem, for the Mesil Zisharim, that he's going to teach us about rachamim. And he says like this, V'adai mitas rachamim hikiyu ma'ishal olam. The only way for the world to exist is with rachamim. Shelo haya omed zulasai klal uklal. How appropriate is it for us to learn this during Aseres Mei Tshuva? That the Ramchal is teaching us that the existence of the world only exists with mercy. If we didn't have mercy, the world couldn't exist. Yafal pikein ein midas hadin loke. Now says the Ramchal, how incredible the Ramchal is, the midas hadin does not get ruled out. Meaning it's not a contradiction to have mercy and to have din. Why? So the Ramchal is going to explain why. There are three things. According to the Shuras Hadin, there are three levels. Number one is that when a person does an Aveira, it is supposed to be that automatically, you're right away, instantly, you get punished. Number two, not only do you get punished right away, it's supposed to match somebody who goes against the king, somebody who goes against God. It's supposed to be equal to whatever it is. So number one, it happens right away. Number two, it's supposed to equal, right? The punishment fits the crime. And number three, number three is, how can I fix what I've done? So how can a person fix something where it's already done? Now look at the examples that the Ramchal gives now. Hare Sharatza, it's incredible the two examples he gives. Hare Sharatza Cha'adam Es Chaveiro, someone kills somebody. What are you going to do? You can't bring the guy back to life. Hare Shanaf, somebody committed adultery. What are you supposed to do? Eich Yuchal Atakin Adar Azeh. Incredible that the Ramchal picks these two examples. And they're also Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, besides that it's obviously Bein Adam L'Makom also. You hurt somebody. So what could you do? What are you going to say? So the Ramchal's question. Hayuchal L'Hasir Amayis also Bein Adam L'Tzias. So that's the third thing. Can you go ahead and can you remove that which was done from reality? Amnam, however. Midas HaRachmim Hi. Now what does Rachmim do? Rachmim switches these three things. Remember, what are the three things? Number one, whatever you did, immediately something happens. Number two, the crime fits the punishment. The punishment fits the crime. Yeah. Number three is you can't remove what happened. What happened happened. So the Ramchal says, Midas HaRachmim can hit all three of those. Incredible. What? Yes. So now he anoy senes have a dvarim shezacharnu dehainu sheyutan zman l'chayte. It gives time for it gives a person time. You got time doesn't happen right away. Lo yikached min ha'aretz mi'ak shechata. Number two, sho'inesh atzmo li ad l'chale. Number two, the punishment does not fit the crime. And number three, sha'tshuva tinasein l'choytem b'chesed gomer, sh'techashev akiras ha'rason k'akiras ha'maisa. Unbelievable. Here he goes. The Ramchal says, I can make it that the action that you did does not exist anymore in the world. The Hainu. And he says, how? He says, four things you have to do. Shabiyos Hashav Makir Escheto. Number one, you recognize what you did wrong. Number two, Modebo. You admit that you did it wrong. Number three, Mitbonein Al Ra'aso. You process that it was not a good thing for me to do. And number four, Shav Umischarid of Charat of Gemura. You want to go ahead and uproot it, and you have total regret. To meikara kacharitas haned kacharatas haned mamish umisnachem legamre vayochafet umishtoikik mishum oil moyenasa davra hu, that I wish I never would have done it. Umitzdar believe it's chazak al shkvar nasa davra isoy salabo barach mimenu, and I wish I never did this thing. It's one of the reasons, parenthetically, that they say we say Kol Nidre Yom Kippur night. So it reminds us that it's like a neder, that it makes our chatoyim as if they don't exist anymore. If I deep down wish I didn't do it, so if a person has that, those four things, what are they again? I recognize that I did something wrong. I admit that I did it wrong. I process why it was wrong. And I wish I never did it. Then it's as if it never happened. All your averas, fly away. Incredible. It's a pure-fledged chesed that Hashem makes it that it doesn't exist. Ach, here's the Ramchal. Thank you, Hashem, for the Ramchal. There is some type of judgment and din that's in there, meaning it does make sense. It's not kula racham, and why is that? So the Ramchal explains why. In place of the enjoyment or whatever you got out of the avera that you did, you in turn have guilt, anxiety, processing, spending time. So in a certain way, it's not just rachamim gemurim. It makes sense because you're going through all of those things that are the opposite of what the Avera gave to the person. Because the Avera gave a person maybe enjoyment, and now you have pain. So it's interesting. V'chein arichas hazman, also time. And v'taron al chet, it's not that we're removing the chet. Hashem says, I'll give you time. Right? It's like a credit card with zero interest. Right? Hashem gives us time to pay back. Okay. You don't have to pay back right away. You got some time to pay back. It's a good friend who lends you some money and he says, I got time. Doesn't mean you don't owe the guy money. It means you don't have to pay back right that second. But eventually you'll get yourself together and you'll do it. So it's not totally vitor. It's not totally Hashem wiping away and saying it's all good. These are all ways that explain that Hashem, darkei chesed lekabel samud kamaruba, that Hashem is able to accept a little bit like a lot. It's not totally in contradiction to din. Because it makes sense. It's logical. That Hashem should be mevater and say, oh, I don't care at all, and it's all good, it doesn't work like that. You won't find this at all. Interesting. The Ramchal says that it's not possible. And if one of these ways a person cannot escape, a person is not able to escape from one of these three things, right? Then of course, then he's gonna get hit, as it says. I don't mean hit physically, chas v'shalom, but not literally, but figuratively. Like it says, marach ape v'gave delay. At the end of the day, everyone has to pay for whatever they took, whatever it is, you have to pay, either through tshuva, either through yisurin, either through whatever it is that a person has to go through in life. But Hashem will never just be mevater and say, there is a chesed that Hashem gives us time. He gives us the ability to uproot that which we've done wrong. He gives it that the punishment can be a little bit, you know, little by little, but whatever it is. And that's all rachamim, rachamim, rachamim. But it's never, everything has every... What's the word? Everything, you have to pay for everything. That's just the way it goes in life. Nothing's for free. Somebody did something and some of this, okay, you could do tshuva, like the Ramchal said, that could come in place of the enjoyment of whatever you've done. Nimtza shein ladim reitzel lefoyachein am pito shiuchel efzata by levilti yizar masam tachas asir takabam tachas aditak. We're 11 minutes. So it comes out that there is no excuse for a person not to be meticulous for whatever level you're on. And Kalelash covers Yaskavale Madam Yikneb Aminus Azira Svada in Bal Nefesh, who Hashem should help all of us, Asiris Me Tshuva, or whenever you're listening to this shir, Hashem will help each and every one of us to be Zocha, to just learn 10 minutes a day, even though this is 11 minutes and 53 seconds. 10 minutes a day definitely will help us keep the Yetzirah away and for sure at bay. Thank you, everyone.